though. All Town Hall employees and Tiverton Department of Public Works employees are being tested today. The Newport Mansions hit the switch Saturday night and turned on 40,000 lights at the Breakers that is now open to the public through January 10th, and it'll be back for the next 3 years. Evan Smith of Discover Newport, who was at the lighting, summed it up. We have to keep the spirit. We have to keep the hope. The Breakers and the Elms are open, subject to social distancing. They're covered under the governor's last order, by the way. And your weather word rain details on the way on 1540 WADK.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
And there is a gale warning in effect from 4 o'clock this afternoon through late tonight. South winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, becoming northwest 15 to 20, gusting to 35 this afternoon. Waves 2 to 4 feet. Showers likely, isolated thunderstorms this morning, patchy fog, visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tonight, northwest winds at 15 to 20, diminishing to 10 to 15 after midnight, gusting to 35 and waves 2 to 3 feet. Tomorrow, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 25 and waves 2 to 3 feet. Right now, Newport Harbor, the tide was out just a short time ago. The next high tide at 2:41 this afternoon. Sunset at 4:21. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:43. The moon is in the first quarter. And once again, there is a small craft advisory. I should say there is a gale warning that is going on at this particular moment. Actually, it'll be this afternoon. For Narragansett Bay, so be advised of that. And currently on the Newport waterfront, 55 degrees. And that's Boating and the Bay on WADK.
Bruce Newberry.
Good morning. Get out of the rain. Good. But just know that this rain is going to move off quickly. It's not going to be a great week weather-wise. Why should that be any different than anything else, right? Wow, that is a... just following the news here, there's a fishing vessel that has sunk off Provincetown. And if it's the same... Yeah, that's an 82-footer. That's a big boat. The Emmy Rose sank about 20 miles northeast of Provincetown. There are four people in the water. And... the Emmy Rose is out of Gloucester, Massachusetts. But she has been around. She was off. She's been out in the Pacific. What I'm looking at this position here. But she's home ported in Gloucester. So she gets around. Anyway, we wish everyone well. Water's cold. They say the water stays warm till November. Warm's a relative term. I mean, it's... water temperature is around 50, right in around there. Yeah. Not anything you want to spend a lot of time in. And on the other hand, it's 50 degrees, so the waters off Provincetown tend to be a little occupied in the summer. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to worry about too much of that. Sharks, I mean. Unless they're wearing vests and... that kind of stuff. What's that stuff? Biothermo? they don't make it anymore, do they? The stuff that was made out of plastic. Wasn't it made out of plastic cups or plastic bottles? And It was invented in Massachusetts. Yeah, I don't think they use that stuff anymore. I don't know. Anyway, good morning. It's Monday. Here we are. Thanksgiving week. Americans are on the move despite the CDC saying stay home. There's only 2 million people that are going to jump on airplanes. Actually, in one of the news minutes, I said that there'll be 2 million people jumping on an airplane. No, that's actually incorrect. They won't all be jumping on the same plane. They will be jumping on different planes. So there you go. So there's a third vaccine. Now it says that the Emmy Rose is based out of Portland, Maine, and this is a completely different ship that they're showing here on Channel 4. Well, that makes sense. I mean, that was like an Edmund Fitzgerald type boat that I was looking at from the geological survey. See what happens when you look up the things on the internet. Coast Guard is searching the waters off Provincetown for four people after their fishing vessel Emmy Rose, 82 feet, based out of Portland, Maine. 8-foot seas and 30 knot winds. So yeah, she's a small, almost I'm not seeing traps on board in this picture here, but so I don't think she's a lobster boat. But again, we wish that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, the other thing looked like an oil tanker. It's ridiculous. All right. So there we are. So there could be another vaccine. So that makes three. This one is highly effective. In London, they were just saying, is this the Oxford one? Yes. AstraZeneca said the late-stage trials showed its coronavirus vaccine up to 90% effective. But then there was another number. That's in the target group, though. But then they say it was 70% effective in another group or in a large stage, late-stage trial, something like that. So there we go. Now, the AstraZeneca vaccine does not have to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures. Well, neither does the Moderna one. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is also cheaper. Aha, sign me up. Oh, good. They'll sell it at Job Lot or something, right? Oh, good. Well, it's going to be free to start with, isn't it? Isn't that my understanding? Did you understand that as well? It's a question I must ask of the Department of Health. We want to have the Department of Health people on fairly soon. Dr. Chan and Dr. McDonald, and we can get them on because they have a podcast that they want to hype. So there are more people that are going to listen to them on the radio than in their podcast, but you got to do a podcast because, you know, everybody else does one and we're all in the seventh grade. So so we've got to have them on, but I do want to ask about a few things. One of which isn't this thing going to be free? At least for the first shot. Because if people have to pay for it, nobody's going to get it. I mean, you can forget it. And look, all of the keyboard warriors on Facebook and social media aside, I think when push comes to shove, a lot more people are going to get it, unless they have to pay for it. If they have to pay for it, forget about it. So anyway, we have Martha at some point this morning. Now, she is in flight from Miami, unless her plane got delayed. So we're not going to speak to her till around 11, but we're going to speak to a pilgrim. I'm pretty sure we're going to speak to a pilgrim. And I will tell you more about that in a minute. It's time for traffic. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. And it is a pleasure trip on the Newport Pell Bridge with that reconstruction project done for the winter. We've got a speed limit ride here once again. You remember the speed limit? Yes. A little slow through the toll plazas both directions. They are not working today on the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge. Scheduled to today and tomorrow due to the weather, they are not out there as we can see right now. So you can do probably 4 or 5 minutes, and that's because you've got to slow it down a bit because of the weather. 4 to 5 minutes each direction from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exit. You're good through the toll plazas both directions. And on the Mount Hope Bridge, starting to get busy in the intersection, Boyd's Lane and Bristol Ferry Road. We are seeing a work crew way up on 24 from past the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, to the Mass Line. We'll check on that. And otherwise, you move well over that Saconnet River Bridge from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river, where it is always VD and U. Now, Middletown Engineering advises us that due to today's weather, work on High Street has been pushed to tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can drive on High Street today, but no through traffic during the paving. So before you cut through here, you go around and you find another shortcut to go to Starbucks or to walk the dog. And that is your bridge update that we'll check again in less than a half hour. And brought to you by VD. VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton, where it is always VD and you.
This portion of programming is sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's important for your food to love you. We're talking about food that gives you energy, builds your immune system, and fights off diseases. A vegan diet loves you. Do yourself a favor and try vegan.
Humphreys Building Supply, 1540 WADK, and the all-new Mix 99.3 present the Newport County Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week.
Specs Eye Care has been a leading provider of optometry and vision care services since 1989. Let Specs help you achieve and maintain clear vision for many years to come. Find them at 70 Corp Place in Middletown or online at specsmiddletown.com.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this Business of the Week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need to visit one of their locations in Tiverton at 590 Main Road or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
America, start your engines. The roads are opening up, and it's time to drive again. Barry's Auto Group can make sure your vehicle is healthy and ready for the drive. Right now, they're offering up to 50% off the current labor rate on all services and oil changes. They're only $14.95. Don't forget about their Repair Now, Pay Later program, where you can service your car today and pay absolutely nothing for 1 year. Call Barry's at 847-5600 to schedule your next service appointment today, or visit Barry's Auto Group at 166 JT Connell Highway, across from Walmart on the Rotary in Newport.
You absolutely love your new vehicle, but you would also love lower monthly payments. Call People's Credit Union or go online to check out their great low rates. People's Credit Union takes the hassle out of auto loan refinancing by making it so easy. Just visit peoplescu.com and apply for a loan today. People's Credit Union will help you make the most of your hard-earned money. Go to peoplescu.com today.
With the holidays right around the corner, give the gift of Newport Chowder Company's award-winning Muriel's Seafood Chowder. Chowder packets are available to purchase online at newportchowdercompany.com.
Brought to you by the Heritage Harbor Foundation. In 2019, the Heritage Harbor Foundation gave grants to 21 organizations to promote awareness of Rhode Island's historical, ethnic, and cultural heritage.
Discover a Rhode Island author at the 2020 Association of Rhode Island Authors Expo, virtual, of course, Saturday, December 5th, featuring Rhode Island Olympian Elizabeth Beisel, baseball great The Spaceman Bill Lee, author panels, and an intimate coffee clutch to talk to local authors. Register free at riauthorexpo.com.
WADK Weather.
Cloudy today with periods of rain, could be heavy at times early, followed by a little rain in the afternoon, high 56. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 35. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and cooler, high 46. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 30. Wednesday, thick cloud cover, high 52. Thursday, milder with rain, high Thanksgiving Day, 60. I'm Brian May on 1540 WADK.
Hi, I'm Ray Brown, inviting you to join me for a fun show called Talkin' Birds every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 8 here on 1540 AM WADK.
Indeed, a rainy Monday morning, the Monday of Thanksgiving week. Not quite in that mood, in that mode yet. You know, the mode kind of happens and it sort of builds and you just sort of get into this sort of alternate universe. Sometimes it happens on Monday. It used to happen more back in the old world, back last year, when we were all in offices and people would either bring in the last of the leftover Halloween candy or something like that, you know, talk about plans that they had. People were taking off. None of that. Although, I guess there are people who are just saying, bleep it, I'm going and I catch this thing or whatever. And look, there has to be some kind of a happy medium. I'm sorry, we can't keep doing the hysteria enough. Now it's to the point where we're just selling fear and we're going to get very close to the time when no one's going to listen. So it just needs to be all pulled back. New guidance, new restrictions, everybody. And the other side of it is everybody is now a protected group or an injured group. There was a story yesterday in the Skeletal Remains of the Providence Sunday Journal talking about how now people that go to gyms are the latest put-upon group. And there's no evidence that the COVID has been spread in a gym and this is that and the other thing. It's got to be spread somewhere. So it's not getting spread in the restaurants. Nope, not us. It's not getting spread in the gyms. Nope, not us. Not getting spread in the schools. Nope, not us. It's not getting spread in, well, where is it? And again, no one is fessing up to the fact that it is being spread in bars with people getting drunk and getting stupid. That's it. Poor little preschooler got it in my daughter's school. Where did she get it from? You know, I hate to point fingers, but there's probably a parent and maybe even an older sibling, maybe even a grandparent. That went off I used to be able to say it, but I can't say it. I can't say what we used to say anymore. Let's see. We have, yes, Irene, we've sent 27 emails already. I'm trying to confirm this interview that I'm about to cancel. We're going to talk to a pilgrim or something. We're going to speak with Paula, somebody or other, from Plymouth, Massachusetts, America's hometown, where we used to be able to say, you know, Indians or native people or something. I don't know what the hell we call people anymore. Because you offend somebody. Plymouth officials discussed the historic 400th anniversary and bust the myths of America's first Thanksgiving. So I think we're going to speak with Paula Fisher. Yes, a Mayflower descendant and deputy director of the tourism office for the town and county. Who's been on with us before. And I think she may have been on earlier this year when the Mayflower was supposed to make its way and kind of did. It sort of sailed by Newport. It was supposed to come to Fort Adams and didn't. Of course, nobody else did either. And so we talked to Paula and kind of said, gee, if it could have been this, then it would have been that. And that was about the conversation. So we'll see if we can go any further with that this year. I just want to know if they had it outside. Because isn't that what you always heard? Did anybody watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving last night, by the way? Didn't they eat outside? In the actual Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, where they had the popcorn and the jelly beans and the toast, they were outside. Like the original pilgrims. Can we call them pilgrims, or is that bad now too? I don't know. I'm just done with all you people. I really am. But I'm pretty sure they ate outside. And didn't they eat for 2 weeks? Isn't that the way you understood it? And Squanto and those guys brought food, and then the pilgrims, Bradford and those guys, they brought some food, and Squanto and his crew, they knew what they were doing, so they brought fish and they brought venison. Who brought corn? Well, these are things we'll have to find out, but I want to find out if they ate outside. So, why is Plymouth America's hometown? Is the Mayflower Thanksgiving the very first Thanksgiving holiday? Did the Pilgrims and Indians eat turkey and pumpkin pie? No. No, we know that already. They may have eaten wild birds, but there's no evidence they ate turkey, I don't think. Pumpkin pie, I don't remember that, but I don't believe they ate pumpkin pie. Or was pumpkin pie the actual authentic stuff and the turkey wasn't? Maybe that was it. Did they really step on the rock? Well, no, because it's in a big hole and there's a big stone column structure around it. So how could they? And who wrote 1620 on it before they got here? That's the thing I've always wondered. President Lincoln pardoned the first turkey. Pumpkin may have been eaten, but no pies. Venison was served, as well as some sort of fowl, possibly goose, duck, or turkey. Now, there were wild turkeys. I mean, we see them today. So we know that they were around at different times, right? Yeah. So there we go. So anyway, this will be nice. And Paula is a very nice lady, as I recall. So we will speak with her in just a little bit. What's this? I thought we were going to talk to, I got an invitation to interview Katie Lee, who I think used to be Katie Lee Joel. And now she just calls herself Katie Lee. And talk to Katie Lee, and she'll share how she's holiday entertaining, blah, blah, blah. But her schedule is completely filled. That's too bad. What else? No, we're going to have Michelle Pecoraro. I'm going to take a wild guess, and she is not someone we can trace back to the Pilgrims. Can I even say that? Probably not. Anyway, Michelle is the executive director of Plymouth 400. Okay. And so she's going to talk with us about all that other stuff. Very good. Yeah, this was the 400th anniversary, so it was supposed to be a big deal. And, well, 2020, right? What can we say? So there is that. And let's check the bay.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
And there's a gale warning in effect starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon for Narragansett Bay. It's going to be stormy. South winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, becoming northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 35 this afternoon. And waves 2 to 4 feet, showers likely, isolated thunderstorms this morning, and patchy fog, visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tonight, northwest winds at 15 to 20, diminishing to 10 to 15 after midnight, and northwest winds tomorrow at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. On Rhode Island Sound, winds are northwesterly at 20 to 25. The next Newport high tide will be at 2:41 this afternoon. The sun sets at 4:21. See, I was right. See, we were out raking leaves yesterday, and Ben said, what time does the sun set? And I said, don't rightly know, I'm a stranger in town. The moon is in the first quarter, and there's a gale warning for Narragansett Bay. Right now, along the Newport waterfront, it's raining and 55 degrees, and that's Boating in the Bay on WADK.
Celebrate the holidays at Island Wine and Spirits, located in historic downtown Newport, with a large variety of wine, beer, and spirits, including local offerings. Shop their Thanksgiving sale November 20th through 28th, either in person, delivery, or order ahead in curbside pickup when you visit their website, islandwineri.com. Don't forget to join the Cheers Rewards program for extra savings on all your purchases. Conveniently located at 289 Broadway in Newport. Happy holidays from Island Wine and Spirits.
Now, your local headlines on 1540 WADK.
Good morning. Here's the latest on this Tuesday. Coast Guard Station Castle Hill says the search for a motorcyclist who ran into the Taunton River in Fall River has been suspended. Search efforts began early Sunday morning after the motorcycle crashed on the Veterans Memorial Bridge. According to Mass State Police, a single motorcycle was involved. A house fire in Tiverton has left two adults and a dog homeless. No injuries, but significant damage to the home at 27 Mount Hope Avenue. Fire Chief Bruce Reimels told the Daily News the American Red Cross has offered assistance. A second earthquake late Saturday night near New Bedford. You may have felt it. Reports from Tiverton, Little Compton, Westport, Fall River, and North Kingstown. It was substantially smaller, a 2.0 on the geological survey. That original quake back on November 8th was a 3.6. No official word on whether this was an aftershock. Projected President-elect Biden's first cabinet picks are coming Tuesday. The Associated Press has reported Biden could name his nominee for Treasury Secretary, and Governor Raimondo is on that short list. All Bank Newport branches are moving to drive-up banking and ATM-PTM banking as the primary method of conducting banking transactions. In-person lobby transactions will be available by appointment only. The new Corona number should be out today, anxiously awaiting to see if there's another substantial increase in positive cases. As everyone knows, Rhode Island will be on pause for 2 weeks, starting next Monday, the 30th. Saturday, the state offered clarifications and increased guidance. The rule is gather with only people you live with, but an adult who lives alone or as a single parent, may gather with one other household capped at 5 people. Children who split time between parents and the main caregiver may gather with each household. For restaurant outdoor seating, you may be joined by one additional household capped at 8. You may still shop at retail stores during the pause. Rhode Island had the second largest percentage point decline in its unemployment rate in the nation in October. It dipped 3.5 percentage points. There's still a 7% unemployment rate, and that's still among the highest in New England. And the Newport Mansions hit the switch Saturday night and turned on 40,000 lights at the breakers. Sparkling lights at the breakers, an outdoor exhibit, will be open through January 10th. It's covered under the governor's last order. And your weather word, rain. Details on the way. Stay with us for the latest. 1540 WADK.
I was laid off because of the coronavirus. As the bills started to pile up, I got really worried.
For years, the Good Neighbor Energy Fund has responded by providing energy assistance to local households.
Thanks to the fund, my family is getting through this tough time.
If your household is having trouble paying the heating bills, please contact a CAP agency, call United Way 211, or visit RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org. Ad sponsored by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
The Holiday Safely sales event is here at VD Volvo. Lease a new 2021 Volvo XC90 T5 Momentum all-wheel drive for just $529 a month for 36 months. Or buy any new 2020 or 2021 Volvo with 0% financing up to 60 months. $3,625 due at signing. See your VD Volvo dealer or go to vdvolvo.com for details. Ends November 30th. And free pickup, free delivery, free car wash, and a free loaner if your car needs service. Because
it's still VD Volvo and you.
Holiday Safely.
This is Bonnie Gomes, owner of AM 1540 WADK and Mix 99.3, and chairperson of the Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce. Fall is here. This unusual tourist season is waning, and it's time for the residents of Newport and Washington counties to step up and support our local business. Many of the restaurants, shops, attractions, businesses who have survived this pandemic are operating with one arm tied behind their backs. Half capacity, half staff. Social distancing measures cutting their square footage in half. These are crazy times, and the businesses who have persevered need us now more than ever. Dine out and shop locally if you can. If you can't, why not purchase a gift card for your future use or for a gift for the holidays? We need to think local first and do whatever we can so that when the dust settles, they are still open. Please, please, please support your local businesses. They are counting on us.
Stay connected. Follow us on Twitter, 1540 WADK.
Well, this is more like it. We want to get into a little shopping talk here. And look, you just heard the boss, right? You just heard our chief, our CEO, the Queen Bee, Bonnie Gomes, just say, hey, go shop local, stay away from Amazon. Well, guess what? Amazon is, Amazon's going to break. Yeah, so there's another good reason to just shop with local people that you know. Jason Boyce is a nationally recognized Amazon expert, and he is predicting that this is not going to be a good time. In fact, it's going to be a terrible time for Amazon this holiday season. He has a book out called The Amazon Jungle, and he joins me on the line. Jason Boyce, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bruce. It's great to be here this morning.
Well, good to talk to you. Now, you know we have a distribution center just up the road in Fall River, Massachusetts, you know.
Sure.
But
yeah, there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those, Bruce. They're all over.
Yeah. The thing of it is, you know, with all of that, right? And we see the trucks, they're ubiquitous and all of that. There really is no Amazon. I mean, Amazon doesn't make anything. Amazon doesn't create anything. They build buildings and put trucks on the road, but if you scratch beneath the surface and if you've shopped on Amazon, you may have noticed, maybe you just glossed over it, well, you're really buying from, you know, Joe's in Phoenix, Arizona, or, you know, Lucy Do in Terre Haute, Indiana. There's all these little, what they call Amazon sellers or resellers, and you were one of them.
Yes, sir. I was one of them for a very long time. For
Tell me how that all
years,
works.
Yeah, sure. So I was a top 200 seller on Amazon for about 17 years, starting all the way back in 2003 when they were just launching the online marketplace. A good way to think of it, Bruce, is eBay. And in fact, in 2002 and 2003, when Amazon was first starting its online marketplace, they were hoping that they could someday be as big as eBay, if you can imagine that.
That's really
and so... Yeah, so the way this works is there's two ways to Amazon, I call it. If you own a product brand, or if you're a reseller, there's two ways to Amazon. You can sell to Amazon, which is a traditional retail relationship where you give Amazon a wholesale price, they buy your product from you, they mark it up with a retail price and sell it themselves. And there's about 15 million products that are under the vendor central, we call it, or the 1P relationship, which is traditional retail. But the real meat of the Amazon selection, there's about half a billion products that are being shipped, that are being sold by these small third-party sellers. So there are about 1.7 Amazon sellers in the United States. Many of them are doing 100. You know, about 6% of them are doing $100,000 a year in sales. You know, less than 1% are doing 7 and 8 figures a year in sales.
Wow!
But that is really that. Those third-party sellers, and I say this in my book, The Amazon Jungle, is Amazon wouldn't be what it is today without the hard work, grit, product knowledge, and ingenuity of these small business third-party sellers, and they won't continue to be what they're going to become in the future without them. So you're absolutely right. The third-party seller is the untold story of the success of Amazon.com.
Sure, but there's a two-edged sword to that, though, isn't there?
Oh yeah, there's the one side of that sword's getting sharper and sharper. Within the last 5 years, Amazon has really become, you know, judge, juror, and executioner to the success and failure of these small businesses. Now, what do I mean by that? Amazon, at a whim, either for a good reason or by accident, can put these small businesses out of business within weeks. Mm. So some of the ways that they do that if Amazon finds that you, the third-party seller, are selling your product for less on Walmart.com or Target.com or somewhere else, Amazon will do something called buy box suppression. They'll essentially take your listing down and not allow you to sell it or drive traffic to that listing on Amazon. That's one area where, you know, they've gained this sort of outsized market power. And in other areas, Amazon will suspend you, sometimes for good reason, other times for not good reason, and there really isn't a clear set of due processes for an Amazon seller who may be in your community, who's got, you know, 10 to 15 employees working out of their warehouse in your area.
Sure.
And, you know, they may not be able to make payroll because Amazon accidentally suspended them. So in the most recent years, they've gained a tremendous amount of outsized market size. And they're flexing their muscles with more and more power that, in my opinion, and I talk about this in the book, doesn't appreciate the third-party seller as much as it should.
Well, the other side of that, maybe it's a three-edged sword, Jason, that is that Amazon really isn't standing behind these third-party sellers. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. They're rarely standing behind them. What, you know, when they stand behind them, Bruce, is when they hire one of them to do a marketing PR campaign about how great they are for small business. And look, there's some truth to that, right? I don't want to be all negative on Amazon. I've been able to make a great living for nearly 20 years as a result of being connected to Amazon one way or another. However, what's happened more recently is they really can tighten the screws. They're taking more of the dollar that's being sold on Amazon from these third-party sellers. And you know, the third-party sellers are just on edge all the time.
Sure.
They just don't know when the other shoe is going to drop. And these are small businesses. These are solopreneurs. These are people that have three people working for them,
working
all
out
the
of
way
a storage,
up to 3 dozen.
Literally working out of a storage facility in the desert somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we've got a peculiar angle on this, Jason, and I'll tell you why. We kind of invented the off-price retail industry here in New England. I mean, Sam Walton got the idea for Walmart by going to a store called Ann and Hope in 1961, who was selling factory second lots and things like that. Walton had the vision and the genius to say, well, why don't I just manufacture and then I'm selling first quality? And eventually he got to be enough scale that he could have his own specifications, and the rest is history. But, you know, let me ask you about Walmart. Once you get to a point where you're established as a third-party seller with Amazon, and then you want to go sell on Walmart.com or Target.com, do you need Amazon?
Oh, yeah. Let me give you a good example, Bruce, just to illustrate what your question is here. In terms of online sales, the total dollar of goods sold online on the internet, Amazon owns about 55% of the online market share. So about 50 to 55 cents of every dollar spent online is going to Amazon. If you look at Walmart.com, right, just their online, they're second place right now. And guess what Walmart.com's online market share is? Even with their massive, tremendous growth, they basically doubled their online retail this year during pandemic because they were one of those essential companies. So their market share hovers around 5% of online market share. Yeah. And Amazon is a trillion-dollar company. They're growing as a result of the pandemic as well. Last year, they were growing about 20 to 25% year over year, depending on the quarter. Now they're growing at 35, 37% year over year. So this is a big train that's gaining speed with Amazon. And as much great work as Walmart has done in the online space, I don't see any time in the near future, talking 5, maybe even 10 years, where Walmart will be able to catch them online. Wow. And the last thing that I'll say, Bruce,
go ahead,
is that Amazon is getting so big online, they're about to surpass Walmart stores' total gross merchandise value of goods sold on .com.
Now, you say that all of this is putting a massive strain on the supply chain.
Oh, yeah. Well, the COVID especially. Amazon had a period of 30 days in March and April where every single day they were doing about the same amount of sales in a day as they did in the previous year's Prime Day, which is to say $7, $8 billion. They cut off the ability of third-party sellers to send non-essential inventory into their warehouse. Because these third-party sellers, in order to get the Prime badge, when they make a listing on Amazon, are using Amazon as a fulfillment house as well. So they'll take that inventory at their storage unit or their warehouse, and they'll ship it into Amazon. Amazon will store, pick, pack, and ship it, and they get the Prime badge. And so they see a big lift in sales as a result of that. And so the strain that was put on that FBA system called Fulfillment by Amazon in March and April was unlike anything Amazon had ever seen. And the capacity from both the square footage size, there's not enough square footage space, from a truck delivery final mile size, there aren't enough delivery trucks. FedEx, UPS, they said in October, early October, that they were already, all of their capacity was used up. Now, Amazon is a little bit different because they now have their own trucks, or I should say they're contracting with contractors to deliver on the final mile. So they've been able to ramp up tremendously, but there isn't going to be enough capacity to deliver to your door starting this week. It's just not going to be there, Bruce. So, you know, order early, order gift cards, because, you know, I think it's going to be a coin flip whether your item that you order for gifting is going to arrive on time this year.
So definitely take those, maybe take those shipping promise dates with a grain of salt and maybe add on some time. Is that the best we can hope for?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would tack on a week. I'd tack on 5 to 7 days.
No kidding.
Based on what we're seeing. There's a company called Ship Matrix that does some surveys out there. And Amazon's delivery with their own trucks is actually much worse than FedEx and UPS's delivery. The delivery promise, and it seems to be getting worse. And, you know, here's an area, Bruce, where I understand, we're in the middle of a pandemic. There's still some unknowns out there as well, Bruce. 7 days might not be enough if Operation Warp Speed takes up trucks from UPS, FedEx, Amazon. The government has the ability to take those trucks and deliver vaccines. If that happens, you know, you're not going to get your delivery truck. If the virus spreads at all of these warehouses and fulfillment centers and the truck drivers are starting to get the virus and they can't come to work, that's going to put even further strain on here, which is why, you know, like you said it so well, Amazon's going to break this holiday season. They're still going to be doing better than everyone else, right, because they're so big and powerful. But don't expect your stuff to be arriving on time. Give yourself plenty of time. Or like you said in the beginning of the show, you know, go out to your small retailer, help them, because they've really been under a lot of strain because of COVID. They don't have a lobbying arm that can convince the government that they're an essential retailer. So please help them as well.
You've got it. Where is your book available, Jason?
Well, guess what, Bruce? It's available on Amazon. You can imagine that.
It's kind of ironical.
Yeah, and if you don't like Amazon, you know, you can also buy it on Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and you know, some of your local bookstores. So.
All right. The Amazon jungle. Jason Boyce, thank you very, very much. All the best to you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you, Bruce. Take care. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. You do the same. And it is time for traffic. WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. Start upstream here, Route 24, north of the Saconnet River Bridge, looking at a work zone that has you slow in both directions after the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, or before it, depending on whether you're going north or south. Let's work backwards here. Saconnet River Bridge looking good from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. We are seeing a slow spot here on the Mount Hope Bridge. Now, no work is scheduled up there today, but they may just be doing some drainage-related stuff with the stormy weather. Watch for a lane restriction after mid-span southbound on the Mount Hope, slow in the Boyd's Lane intersection. It's uneventful on the Newport-Pell Bridge. It's a good ride from Jamestown to Newport. It's a good ride all the way back from North Kingstown. They're off today on the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge because of the rain. We are seeing a work crew on the 138 east-westbound past the Boston Neck Road exit before Route 1. So westbound, you're going to be, 7 minutes out to Route 1. And eastbound, 4 minutes from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits, where it's always VD and U, right there off the Fish Road exit. Check it on out, and we'll check the bridges again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is brought to you by the Ad Council. When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers, but that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same. For more info about adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
The people at Laurel Mead are amazing. All feel as if we're being taken care of by the loveliest people who are kind and considerate. Somebody will always say, oh, will you join us for dinner? It makes you feel welcome because you're being with other people and your life is stimulating all the time. We're on this beautiful campus with 22 acres. It's a very happy place.
With apartments available for purchase in every size and style, Laurel Mead is an affordable option for premier senior living. Call or visit laurelmead.com.
I'm Jim Campbell, host of Business Talk with Jim Campbell. We're honored to be joining 1540 AM WADK weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m., Monday through Fridays. We're so honored to have listeners in Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, Jamestown, and, of course, Newport. Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1540 AM WADK Newport.
It's time to schedule your preseason heating service. A furnace that's not clean can distribute harmful debris around your house, making you more prone to colds and other viruses. The trained professionals from Superior Comfort Incorporated will ensure your furnace is operating safely and efficiently for the complete seasonal tune-up. Their expert technicians will check for dirty or clogged filters that can cause overheating, as well as thermostat malfunctions and ignition control complications that can lead to intermittent or no heat. For the safety of your family, they also do carbon monoxide checks and ensure your system has adequate combustion air and equipment clearances. Preventative maintenance matters. Schedule an appointment with Superior Comfort Incorporated and enjoy peace of mind knowing your heating systems will be ready when you need it the most. Call 401-396-9171, 401-396-9171, or find them online at superiorcomfortinc.com. Set up a service plan today.
Are you looking to grow your business, establish valuable professional relationships, meet industry subject matter experts, and market your services and products? If so, the North Kingstown Chamber of Commerce can help you as we support and promote more than 400 businesses throughout South County, Rhode Island. Our members represent every industry, large and small, old and new, from home-based businesses just starting out to large businesses such as ones located in Quonset. We provide targeted networking opportunities, unique events, and business strong seminars with highly engaged groups of professionals that will help you and your business succeed and grow. In addition, we offer great benefits such as free job postings, townwide gift certificate referral program, bulk mail discounts, and more. Call the Chamber today at 401-295-5566 to learn more about how we can help you and your business succeed and grow.
WADK weather.
Cloudy today with periods of rain. Could be heavy at times early, followed by a little rain in the afternoon. High 56. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 35. Tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and cooler. High 46. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 30. Wednesday, thick cloud cover. High 52. Thursday, milder with rain. High Thanksgiving Day, 60. I'm Brian May on 1540 WADK.
Portsmouth's information station, 1540 WADK.
In the rain, right here. Hey, you know the election has not been certified yet? I'm not talking about on a widespread national level. I'm talking about the local elections. They're not going to be certified until at the very, very earliest Monday, when we go on pause. Now, the Board of Elections is holding what they call a risk limit audit. Now, you may have heard that in the national news, and we are one of only five states in Rhode Island that are required to have such a thing. Now, I sent word out to the Board of Elections this morning, have not yet heard back. Maybe because they're busy auditing. I don't know. The Block Island Times just says it the way that it is. No words of, no couching things, nothing like that. The Block Island Times was writing about, it was a kind of rural issue that is going on Block Island. Now, Lars and I talk often about how Block Island is a particular place, right? So, In a new endeavor, the members of the Land Trust on Block Island say that it might be good to have trail monitors. Back on November 12th, they had a meeting, and Chair Barbara McMullen said she had noticed lots of bike tracks and horse poop on the Greenway trails this past season. See that? We don't couch things on Block Island. It's not, you know,
well, you know, the horses were leaving their calling card.
Nope. Horse poop. There you go. They even call it manure. So maybe an opportunity, right? You want to go be a trail monitor last year, or next year, rather. I remember it like it was only next year. Why not? So there we are. The new Board of Elections building that was so controversial has made it easier to conduct a socially distanced audit during the pandemic, says good government type John Marion. He is the common cause dude. And so he must be there. He's showing, he just tweeted a picture of this huge warehouse where these tables are set 6 feet apart and where they are counting the votes. So what happens is that the Board of Elections actually goes and counts, and they're counting the mail ballots, as I understand it. And they are, they're talking about, let's see, it's going to take all day? Is it going to take longer than a day? Or is it going to just take the one day? Rhode Island, one of only five states that requires it, open to the public. You go watch, but you must be socially distanced. It's to ensure that Rhode Islanders can have full faith in our election system and the accuracy of the result. They'll be counting 160,000 or auditing mail ballots. The reason there were four times more mail ballots is because, well, because of the pandemic. I mean, we kind of know, don't we? We don't really have to ask as to why there's a, we know. It's not the issue. What we want to know is, are they legit? Are there any of the, you know, little whisperings that we're hearing now? Remember, propaganda is that space in your head that fills between what you know and what you believe. And I guess we'll know at the end of the day today.
Corgan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan, but perhaps it's one of life's big decisions that you've been putting off. Are you soon to be concerned with paying for a college education? Are you approaching that time when you need to provide help for aging parents? And what about you and your eventual retirement? For decision-making processes like these, that's where Corrigan Financial comes in. Every new client starts with a comprehensive financial plan. Clients work with their own team of credentialed planners, investment professionals, and support staff, including CPAs, CFPs, and CMAs, to help make informed decisions and move in the right direction financially. It's a planning process that is ongoing with updates at least annually. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, everything begins with a plan tailored specifically for you. Welcome to the world of Corrigan Financial, celebrating 30 years of helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Looking to grow your business or expand your network? If so, the Southern Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce is the place for you. We are a member-based organization whose purpose is to grow businesses within our community. Located in Wakefield, Rhode Island, we offer a range of services such as continuing education, networking opportunities, state and local advocacy, referrals, and so much more. Membership